Can you tell me your name?
Gosh, is to William Asney. So, of course, Nil Oka. Then now we don't know if you don't hold no talk. He could not listen, had needed now with Agnes, because he'll do it now with Agnes. So, they go, Big Tarsak, Big Nehai Sadni, Idahne on Ingleta. So, who no hook in Ixadan, Casta. The wheel, just the only lot tongue. 75 years could I not touchless. So, what the only lot tongue is who no hook in Ixadan, you sakai, Casta. So, what the wheel, just the only lot of gossil dog is the only lot of. Because it's not going to be a second attack, or the rose, who's the name? No whole nick that should you dad's will touch it, Lotzen, you dad's will touch and hear who? Nay. Gossil do her dad's gunded me. Gossil do is well, but all is shall I real. In a cabo, you real. Go it at Ishelte. Nislotola, do you kiss a cue hot laga, don't hurt, and go hit dad. Then I guess can her kids rain. Eid galt. Tlaal, da hiwlaag za haadein, eind. Da oi taag liulnig. Daag eil tlaagad hwn. Rwch. Gudab eil boon doon doodag hoogi yo. Eind, yutun. Rwch. Gudab gudanag eil gan. Mal oon eind dool eilin. Eil oon aal dool. Yadzan kyun eil oon aal dool. Kdako nagaltat kadio so kuda menen agun stich to kuda in stich wishni ko yan hula yek stich to kun to ilatra.
That's all.
What was the story about?
I asked him, I said that my dad was hunting. Not only him, lots of them, but 10 of them in fall. And there was one man got bear in a hole. And it was in the evening, getting dark. And there was no gun them days, just the arrow. My dad was grab a hole of that bear. Big bear. You see, he pushed him down, he got down all right. While he kept doing that, but soon that bear hole is coming loose, open. And you see, he put his knee against his back, right here.
The back of his neck?
Yeah, back of his neck. And he asked one man that shoot him with arrow in here.
His throat?
His throat. And he shoot with the arrow in here. That's the end. He killed the bear. That's what I said. It was in 1917. Go 1917 down Israel. Go Shishil Doi Halte. Tlaog Mokun Hultat. It down has Kuchta Tatta. Tlnuil Yid. It Halte. The Hatsani Udyo Go Atlas Shishil Doi. Tak wo, ich rede an, Ethistoyutu, Husleaho, Tragis Catlewano, Chief and Revisney, Ed Halte Yakahits and Noidio, Cosilitoy, Isrito and Haltehats and Noidio, Ed Halte Newly, who lent to whom? The what's it, Kala? Oh, I didn't, they got her done. It has got.
What was that about?
Well, I says, in 1917, this wife I had, she had first husband. His name is John Simon Nunn. He won the races, foot race, with no slushes in January, 2nd of January. It was about, maybe 2-3 inches now, 5-6 inches. And he won the race. John Simon was won the race. And Chief Henry, that's his cousin. He was the second. That was around 6 miles. And that's all I said.
Oh, that goes to school for the girls, and I did that. Well, go camp, don't eat one. Don't want no the laws. So, go and take a hill. Hoch away, Zook, to Hona. Hoch, this one. Who's to talk a hard dot and got my girl's call to Hong Kong.
That's the story. That's the end of it.
What's that story about?
He can explain, so I try to explain it. Well, he said, long time ago, maybe about 200 years, almost 200 years ago, and his grandmother, mother and dad, way up around head of Old Man Creek, they had a camp in there, and her grandmother was down here, and her grandmother was married, or not married, but still with the man down here. His two brothers coming from their camp up there and could get to there, and they gone back to their mom and dad where they had camp way up around the mountains. And they come to there. They not really come to there, but come in dark, and they keep walking in dark, and those two brothers. Pretty soon they started had, you know, the black rim fry around? Well, they started hard us. Even, you know, it's our story, it's pretty hard for us to hear them rimming holler in nighttime. That's bad for us, you know. So they camp in there. And before their breaking, they started walk up to their camp. Nobody. somebody, I don't know from where, way up here in Yukon, I guess, they kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
And where they, there's no cabin down there, it's what they call igloo, that's all. They all burned down, them two igloo. So they come back to their sister down here. They say, Mom and Dad, there's somebody been killed them. They say, and that's the
end. Was the night then?
A lot of people was down here at that time. The old days, almost about 200 years ago, I think.
On which side of the river?
On that side of the river. And there was one time, Gilton, go Gilton, Ishkilton, Nons Alatna, Dons Nigin Lina, Mizni, Tonik and Ulnik. It has Bukitka, Hulanka. Meet you, Nad Sakula, Noctalt, Holkuda. Hadodis Hahuihak. And he talk about his hand and cognin of Stolz Hadden. Ha, you know, Clans Hadden, talk about Hubsley, Sydney. Goose got on Sydney. And they got a snee. It was the old Babzu has taken cattle willow business. Could I go to John Huyen? He was not his style. I'll take it to the green vision. So could I? The one is to embab Nicole Hotlo Willow, go you to Langon, but the hills. Octoe, I'll take it to the willow vision. Could I not tell thoughts to Hudson? You know, Taltlet, Hohudan, yet Nana has taught say who? Have color? Sydney. So. Now, what the story I talk about is long ago. I don't know what's the name of that I talk about. In English name, he certainly had an English name, all right, but I don't know which way. There was one man. One woman up a Latin River. I don't know what's that man. That's one shooting. It's been hard for me. I don't know what's his name of it. There was somebody, anyway. Get the woman. We call him, she was a little girl. They take that one away. And they climb way up the mountain. And then they cool right straight down. He had two brothers. For how many years they look for their sister? Good many years. Finally, one spring, one summer, they find out. They sneak up to that place where that man take away the baby, you know. And they finally see him, and he keeps him, climb up the mountain, but soon he go down, right straight down to the inside the mountain. And they come to that place, and he make noise in there, and they hear somebody's answer down there, "Who's that?" "That's us. You is my sister," they started to say. "You gotta come out and talk with us anyway." "No, I could talk, but I can't see Euphilus. If I see Euphilus, Euphilus is gonna be disappeared." They say, he said to them, they keep talking till late in the afternoon. And pretty soon He talk all right. They hear from down there. They never see him though. Well, they hear him cry down there, and they themselves cry too. Well, what I can do, brothers, what I can do to you folks, is I'm going to make a good dry meat and summer skin, caribou skin, sheep skin, tie up together for two of you. Two pack I'm going to make. And he says, they never say nothing. You wait in there, so I'm going to do it. My husband going to do it for you folks. They tell him. She tell them. So they wait and pretty soon them two big pack, dry meat, all kind of dry meat. Caribou dry meat, sheep dry meat, caribou skin, sheep skin, sinew and everything. He take them up to them. That's the last I see you folks. Talk with you folks, he said. Year after that, them two same two brothers come to that place again. They gone. They go move out to some place. And that's all I know. When I was about, about 7 years, my dad sung. He is so great, oh, he is so great, oh, so great, so great, Well, this song is my old man. My old man name is Big William. They will live up Sarfak about 40, 60 miles from here by the river. And that's where they had a camp. And we was up there. I was up there myself. That's why they reached me. And this song he make for his two brothers passed away. One down, about 10 or 15 miles. Same summer. Not his brother. They were over in Stephen Village. That's what song he make for those two. I mean, for these two brothers he had. This one down here, that's his cousin. His uncle's boy.
Henry?
No, not Henry. Yeah, they call him Charlie. Oh, that's, I think around about 1905. Yeah, I think it's around there. My uncle's song. He setu ye ho ti so te chu yo ke no to ye ko ye lo ke te ni lo ne so te chu he ti te ne he ye he yo he 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 yo he Nah, that's my uncle's song.
What was your uncle's name?
Beatus. Big Beatus. That's my dad's brother. Well, what he makes this song about is his granddaughter. That's his Sequoia, meaning his granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So he makes this song about his granddaughter in 1984 or 23.